really woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Well, I didn't have to bless me, but he did.
Yeah. Every one of us woke up this morning, so we we're blessed. Well, I might ought to say why Brother Smith's not here. They've been working trying to get Sister Bonnie Smith certified for hospice. I think it's like a 6 weeks time frame that they do that, and it was an all-day ordeal. So Sister Smith was was wore out, and Brother Smith just thought that he could help her by taking care of his mom and let her get a little rest. So anyway, they got her certified. That's good news. They got her certified so Sister Smith can be at the youth meeting. So that's a good thing. So anyway, thank God for that. And so we'll carry on tonight. And thanking the Brother Daniels, he'd been in the hospital. He thought he was going to just be in there for a few hours and be home yesterday, but they kept him overnight. But he's home now. But it was a little bit more involved than what he thought. But anyway, they got the stone. It was a kidney stone that they was doing this procedure on him. And they did get that, so he was happy about that. And he's home, so remember him. He said pray for him. I went by to see him last night, but I've supposed to been picking him up, you know, from the hospital, but they wouldn't let him go. But anyway, remember him. Brother and Sister Boyd are both sick tonight. Remember them. Pray for them. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's probably people. The Crows, yes. Remember Brother and Sister Crow. Pray that God will continue to help them. Think about the churches that lost pastors. Jonesburg, remember that church losing that pastor, and also Fort Smith. Pray that God will help them through this time and give them strength, and we know something about that, so let's pray for them and pray that God will keep his hand up on each one of us. And also the youth meeting is upon us, and brother, the folks from Brownsville, they sent a list, they emailed Brother Smith a list of people. It's like 15 coming from Brownville, and they all need beds. And then I got a couple of calls yesterday and this evening from New York. It's a Haitian church in Brooklyn that's sending four people, young people. Of course, when they say young, they admit they're up in their 20s, but anyway, that's still young in that. So anyway, it's three different groups that it's called, and they want beds. And basically, you know, I hadn't had beds turned into me, so y'all pray that whoever can keep anybody, please let me know. Because somehow I have to have a cutoff note, a date. You know, when they start calling, if I only, you know, have so many beds, then I just have to tell them we're out of beds. You know, that's some of the sad things about doing this bedding is to be able to tell people we're out of beds. Especially they call like this early. It's not really early, but it's less than, 3 weeks away? Yeah, 2 weeks? 2 weeks away? It's less than 2 weeks?
2 weeks and 1 day.
2 weeks and 1 day, okay. So anyway, you know, that's the sad part about it, is saying no to people when they call. But you have to do it, you know, because you don't want, and I've had that problem. It was a mix-up. And I can't remember, and that's been so long ago until I can't remember what happened, but I had told these people they had a bed, you know. But when they got here, their bed, I had given their bed away. That's not any fun, I'll tell you that right now. But anyway, I try to avoid that. I try to make sure that doesn't happen again. But you know, just saying no, especially when you know people can't afford it. Somebody said, well, why would they go? I heard a guy, somebody say that. Why would you go to a meeting this far off and not be able to afford your lodging? But people do that because now we have heard testimonies on ministers that just, Brother Leninger was giving us testimonies about going to a meeting and didn't know how he's going to get back. See, they was trusting Lord God back in those days, And people still do that, you know, but we, maybe not as much. But anyway, just remember these needs. I mean, there's room for that, okay? There's room for trusting God, even for a bed. And we've always managed somehow, you know, that we was able to provide the best we could. But it still don't feel good when you have to turn people down. But you just do. We do the best we can, and I pray that God will, you know, when you do all that you can do, then you pray that God can do the rest. That He can do what you can't do, or whatever it may just be His will that just happened this way. So anyway, just pray. That's why I like to be prayerful, because you ultimately want God's will, you know, in whatever the matter is, and then you don't want to. Sometimes you may not feel good about it, but there again, it still may have been God's will. So that's what we want to do, is pray that the will of God is done. You know, we do that with situation, with sicknesses and things that happen to people, and they're going through problems. You like to pray them out of their problems, but then you can't always do that, because it may be that this situation they're in may be doing them good. You know, I hate to say it's the will of God, but it could be. And that's why you want to just be open enough to the Lord to be able to want the will of God done. You know, sometimes it may be mean it, you know, that I'm praying about, and it may be the will of God that I suffer this. And that's what we have to do. It's not, you know, so much, you know, you consider yourself and when you're praying for other people and they're suffering. We're going to be praying here, so we want to remember. But do turn in your beds if you know you can't keep somebody doing this youth meeting, and you know how many you can keep. Just let me know as soon as possible, because people, like I said, they're already calling. So, and I just want to let them know when the beds are gone, you know. But anyway, we are here tonight, and we want to lift up the name of the Lord. Appreciate the good songs here about the blessings of God. We are blessed. And we're around. I was thinking about that scripture, but it was Acts 23rd Psalm about, you know, walking. Jesus walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and it seemed like we're in that valley. We see it, and we're around it, you know, even on, you know, our church family, our natural families, we face death. Didn't go to that funeral, and took my wife and mother down to Louisiana last Wednesday, and of course, I was worried about her going, because she's 90 and taking a trip like that. I was concerned about her, but she did well. And then this cousin of her that passed away, he was 94. So anyway, just, you know, family. Then she loses a half brother just recently. And anyway, just things are just happening all around. And you know how it is, if you're looking at the scope of things in the world, if you not trusting God, then it'll really concern you. You know, I was thinking about, I don't keep up with all of it. I do some news, but you know, this deal about Israel and the Palestinians, I mean, it is Palestinians. Some things going on there that could concern you if you keep up with the Middle East and things going on over there, it could concern you. But what I try to do is realize that, you know, God is knows all about all these things, and I can, you know, get bothered over it too much. I mean, we just be concerned to the point that you know, we're in this world. We're not going to get out of it, but we have to cope with what we have to cope with and live in it. And, you know, the things that are most important would be the God's church and His people. But Smith was talking about that this weekend, marriage between a man and a woman, and then he let it close by saying that Paul said that he's talking about Christ and the church. But he covered these natural things. I was thinking, my wife wasn't here to hear all that. I said, she probably wouldn't have been an amen in him. But anyway, she didn't hear that. She had to get the tape to hear it. So anyway, it was he covered both sides of it. So anyway, for the husband and for the wife, you know, we're to do each one to do their part. So anyway, but God is good to us, and we're blessed people, and to be in among a people like this. Now, I was just thinking about those folks call like these folks from New York calling. I was thinking how that they are really expecting something from the Lord. And I thought, you know, I know Brother Smith sent out letters, but I'm sure he didn't send letters to New York. So, you know, usually he sent out these letters to like a 300, maybe 300 or 400 mile radius. No more than 5, I don't think. But anyway, we're getting these calls, and these folks, I'm sure, didn't get no letter from us. So they know about it, this meeting. So we don't know. It could be pretty big. Yeah, it could be, well, we'll do what we can do. We'll be able to handle it, but it could be a big meeting. And but they've had some meetings. They have one, and they're meeting at the convention center this week. Or is it next week? It's not next week. Okay, so there's other meetings. And I heard they had some kind of meeting at Brother up in Michigan, Brother Allen, Brother Adams, and some kind of youth, regional youth meeting. But there's a lot of youth activities going on and for our young people. So let's pray that God will help them, bless them. And they always seem to like to come to Little Rock and mingle here. And I never forget this one. This song they were saying that God can do anything. Was that a song they were singing? That God can do anything with, I guess, anything. So anyway, let's remember our young people and pray that they'll, you know, have the attitude to where they'll, you know, even our young people here. I know we talk about the young people in the body, but I mean just here locally, our young people. You know, to have their mindset on coming here and it's sometimes the energy level, you know, in a youth meeting. You know, I hear the testimonies of different ones that God has done something special for them. You know, you listen to people that maybe never been this way before and they're new or something, but even the one that's been here all their life. You know, if they felt that God has done something in them, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, like we always say that, you know, they come to church because mom and dad, you know, that's the way it is. You know, they have to come to church because they live here at home. But eventually, when they begin to feel their own convictions, you know, when they begin to feel that God is touching their life, you know, somewhere along the line, when they begin to feel that and feel that that they're not just coming because mom and dad is making them come or whatever, but they're coming because they want to come, and they see, you know, have a vision. I remember this lady, you know, she was coming to church here when Brother Lineker was here, and she came some since Brother Smith been here, but I heard her say that she didn't see any difference in this church and other churches. And I thought, how could she have been here as long as she had and not see any difference in this church and other churches out here in religion? And that's what I'm saying to our young people. You know, they're going to be able to, they got to have their view. They got to see a difference. They got to see that God has touched these people. You know, if they can read some of the history, they may get bored with history. I don't know. But if they can look back and see how that this church, this people came about, you know, the things that happened, you know, in the history of this group of people, and begin to get a hold to that and begin to let, you know, God enlighten that in their life and let them see, you know, that there's something special about these people, you know, there's something, you know, and that's what you have to see, you know, and if you, you know, you can go back in the Bible, you know, you always can read what God did with people back in the Bible, but even today, you know, bring it up to this day where we live and realize God still is doing that. You know, he is still touching people. You know, and that's what I want to see. I like to see that. I like to see that God is still God. You know, he is still using people. And you know, if we make ourselves available, the ones that are making themselves available to him, those are the ones that he used. You know, he used people that are willing, you know, that want to be used, that want to submit to him and submit to this way. So I hope our young people are getting a hold to it and letting this lodge in their hearts. So anyway, it's good to be here tonight. And so let's remember these needs, Sister Bonnie Smith, Sister Smith, Brother Smith, and I mentioned these churches that lost pastors, and Brother Daniels, and somebody mentioned who else? Brother and Sister Crow, pray for them. Who else we might mention? I know you know, Sister Linda. Okay. Remember Sister Donna. Brother McGowan, that's it. Anybody talk? Still sick. Remember Brother and Sister Ann as well, right? Remember them. Pray for them. Sister Ann. He said, okay. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Ann. Well, how is Brother McGowan? Okay. Remember him. Pray for him. Okay. Remember Brother McGowan. Pray for him. Sister Abraham. Your family? All right. Remember them? Brother Dotson. All right. Remember Brother Dotson. Sister Reed. All right. Okay. It's a friend. It's a Reba. Macy. Macy. Okay. Remember that request tonight. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. I'm looking over you. I'm sorry. Your mom. All right. Remember. Or your mom. Okay. Sister Durham. Okay. All right. Remember that. Brother Painter. All right. Mr. Painter. Remember, I know, what's that? I'm trying to remember the name, Brother Painter. Arts. Yes. Yes, thank you. All right. Remember that. Sister Julie. Joshua. Back, okay. Joshua and then your dad. All right. Remember that, Sister Ann. Okay. He's doing better then. Well, good. We'll keep praying for him. All right. Brother, ma'am, Joe? Okay. So Joe's doing good. Good. He's all right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I thought, is he not? I thought I saw him. Anyway, he's running late. Okay. Okay. Joe Lace. All right. Okay. So if there's not any other requests, let's all stand. And I guess we'll go ahead and do our offering as well. So let's take the needs to the Lord and pray that God will touch his people. Lord, we thank you this night, Lord, to be gathered here together. Lord, we lift our voices, oh God, to you and ask that you help your people, Lord. Lord, help our needs that we have among us. Sister Bonnie Smith, Lord, help her tonight. Touch them, Sister Smith, Brother Smith, Lord. I ask that you help the people in Jonesboro, in the church, and also in Fort Smith, Lord, help them. Lord, touch them and give them strength, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord, help these needs, Lord, that we have. Lord, help our people, Lord. Touch our young people, oh God. Touch their hearts. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. We look to you. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Each request, Lord, spoken and unspoken request, Lord, we ask. Lord, that you help them. Lord, help each one, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it just a read? Is this all you need? You need more? You need four? Need one more?
here and out the other tonight, that he didn't have to bless me, but he did. He didn't have to heal my spirit, but he did. He didn't have to fill me with his spirit, but he did. And that's something to bless him for tonight. And it was so good to hear the songs that were played tonight, and to feel the spirit just work in that. And I want to take advantage of that tonight. I don't want that to go in one ear and out the other. I was thinking of a verse over the last few days. It's a verse everybody knows. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in." I think that's the wording. I may have it a little off, but essentially that's what it says. And I was thinking of it, and I thought, you know, when I sit here in a service and a song is playing, and I feel the Spirit working in that, that's God knocking on the door here. And what am I going to do about it? It doesn't say, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and will leave the door unlocked for me, I'll let myself in." It doesn't say, "Whoever will hear my voice and will answer the door whenever they're done thinking about what they're doing, or whatever they're doing at the time, and they can let me in." Because if I wait that long, that opportunity might pass. He may think I'm not there. He may try somebody else's door and see if they're there, and they will answer him. So I don't want to pass up the opportunity to respond when I hear God knocking at my door. And he's knocking at our door here tonight. I feel the Spirit here. I feel the Spirit in our song service. So let's take advantage of that. Let's give our testimonies. If we feel a song, let's get up and sing it. If we feel to dance, let's dance. If we feel to jump, let's jump. Because I feel like God wants to work here. I'm on fire for the youth meeting coming up. I've been looking forward to it. And like Brother Tally said, we need our youth group needs to be excited for it as well as anyone else that's coming. I want to be ready for it, to give my testimony. So let's get on fire for it. Let's get on fire for it, youth. There's something coming. Not just the youth meeting, but there's something coming after that. There's more and more coming. There's a work God's doing in this world. There's a work God's doing in this body. So I don't want to be one of the 10 virgins that did not go and buy oil. I want to buy it while it's available for me. Let's get it. Let's get this now. Let's get it tonight. Let's give them a praise.
Saved when I was 12 in our church in Abilene, Texas. They had a full-length picture of Jesus behind the piano area there, and he was knocking on the door. And that's always been a beautiful picture to me. And so he reminded me of that, and that always gave me a good feeling. I love that picture of Jesus knocking on the door. And when I came here, we had 5 different pictures in the back of the hand, the fivefold ministry, the cloud rising out of the... And there's different ones in the giant in the land with the different dispensations of time that God had worked through people, bringing us down to now. And there was another one, and I don't know if I can remember it or not, but I remember, thank you, the fallen rise of the church. But anyway, those pictures put pictures in our mind, and they are a blessing to us, and I appreciate what my brother had to say. Glad to be here tonight.
If it's a flop, I'm going to blame Brother Phil because he motioned for me. I need to testify, so I'm being obedient to my younger brother. But anyway, I wanted to say that I appreciated Brother Caleb's testimony. And I appreciate our youth that, and I'm like I say, I didn't really have anything in my head, but I really appreciate Brother Caleb. And I can see that God has really, really put something in your life. And I appreciate our young people that are standing and holding on. And because, you know, you are our future. And but I appreciate the mercies of the Lord. And I appreciate it that he dealt with me when I was just a young girl. Of course, I was a pastor's daughter, you know, and of course I went to church because, you know, when you're young, you just go to church because that's what you do when you're especially if your daddy's a pastor. But I was thankful that God held me, that even though I went through a lot of things with my dad, and I didn't always approve of what he did, but he put something in me. And my mom especially. And she was the one that preached to me the most. And I appreciate it. I appreciate my mom. Because, like you say, when you get a certain age, you've got to make up your mind that regardless of anything else, you got to get it for yourself. And I am so thankful that even as a little girl, I could, you know, when in the Kansas City church, I can remember sitting up in the front because that's where mom always put me up in the front. And I can remember Brother Dawkins preaching. And I thought, oh, even then, God was pricking my heart. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful that of all the things that I have gone through in my life, ups and downs, good and bad, but I'm thankful that I'm still holding on, that I'm still trusting the Lord to carry me through. And, I would not say, well, I'll never leave this, because I've, you know, people said that, and then, you know, then they're not here. But I'm going to say by the mercy of the Lord, I plan on staying with God's people. And I appreciate the Lord's mercy, and I appreciate his goodness to me. And oh, Lord, I don't want to get fired up here, but you got me fired up, Caleb. Hey, sometimes it takes a young man, a young person to light the fire. And so anyway, for somebody not to have anything to say, I'm glad you told me, Brother Field, to get up. I appreciate Brother Field, too. I do appreciate him. I see something in him, his life, and as a young boy, I've seen the Lord just really, really bless him. And I appreciate God's people. And I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for good words. Hallelujah.
I have a program on my phone where you can listen to your Bible. And so I was getting ready and I was listening to this, and I didn't, you know, sometimes when you read the Bible or you're reading the Bible, it's just kind of words of a story from long ago, and you're like, yeah, I am, put it on me, I'm that way, you know. And I think, you know, just sometimes I need to just put it into today's time and today's reality of things. And I was thinking of each one that's here, of what the Lord has done. I mean, just think in your personal life, you know, all the trials and tests and healings and sicknesses and just everything that the Lord has done for you individually, and how wonderful that is. And sometimes I know I have come to the most difficult points in my life of trials and going through things, and I think, you know, oh, you know, what's going to happen? You know, you feel like you're at the edge of the cliff and you have nowhere else to go but over. And you have to have that faith for God's going to be there to catch you. And you know, and then I'm just like, wow, he was there. Duh. He was there. And I was just reading this in John, and it was talking about Jesus and promising the Holy Ghost, and
But this is what really stood out to me of in the 25th verse of the 21st chapter of John. It says, "And there also are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. And I thought, that is so true. Of all the things I can think that he's done for me personally, and of all the things he's done over all of these years, and we just think, I think of me, my little tiny little self here on this massive world of all of these years, all the things of each and every person, you know, I'm sure thought that, who am I that God would do this for me? And just of all the things, I mean, the whole world could not even contain all the things that he's done. And so I don't ever, even though in my human nature, do this, but I know that there's no limit to what God can do. And I'm just so, like Brother Caleb said, we are a blessed people. We are so blessed of what all the Lord has done for us. And I'm just so thankful for what he's done and for the Spirit of the Lord.
I wasn't even going to attempt to try to talk because my voice does not carry like others. But anyway, I'm sure every one of us could probably stand up and just say, I am blessed. You know, the way Sister Lynette's songs, I was sitting on my couch this morning and the kids were still all asleep. And just out of the blue, that thought entered my mind, I am blessed. And then a few minutes later, I was like, God didn't have to bless me, but he did. So when she started singing those, I was like, wow. You know, like Sister Cindy was saying, you know, me, my little, you know, I'm just like a grain of sand compared to this, you know, this huge, massive world and all the years. And, of course, I've been dwelling on that a lot here lately. And, you know, of course, a lot of it in my mind has been naturally when my mom had gotten pregnant with me, the doctors just flat out told her, if you carry her, you're both going to die. And my mom made that choice to, you know, she wasn't going to end her pregnancy, and she didn't, and obviously I'm still here, you know. So, but just something that small, you know, through the years I've thought, you know, okay, I'm giving up, you know, I can't do this, this is too hard. But then in the back of my mind, that's always there, you know, I shouldn't even be here, you know. So God's seen something in me, whatever, you know, I know I'm not worthy, you know, and I always, you know, I think, you know, somebody so much better than I should be in my place. And but then when I think about, you know, I don't want to take that for granted, you know. And I thought, you know, through the years, growing up in a home with a sick mom, I was the youngest, so I was spoiled. I'm not afraid to admit it, I'm still spoiled. But anyway, I, in my mind, being, I wasn't the typical, I'm going to go out and do something bad, you know. I was the baby of the family, and with my mom being so sick, I didn't want to disappoint her, you know. She was sick, She always took us to church, no matter how she felt. She always felt, if I left this, I would be letting her down. You know, but then when I got to that age, you know, I had to start making these decisions on my own. I still, in the back of my mind, didn't want to let, you know, my mom down. I didn't want to let the Lord down. You know, being married, I don't want to let my husband down. I'm right now, my children, you know. And I've just been dwelling on that a lot here lately. And I know I fail the Lord so many times. And he's still there. He still loves me. And I don't want to fail him. Like Sister Bryant says, you know, you don't want to say, I'm never going to leave this. I've never really wanted to say that because in my mind, I'm like, I would probably mess up if I said that, you know. But she said, you know, Lord, with his help, you know, by the mercies of the Lord, I want to go with his people no matter what. And I'm just thankful for this opportunity to be in this place and this day and hour we live in. You know, you can dwell on the negative. You know, it looks bad out there, you know, but if you keep my mind focused on him, it's really a great time to be living in, and I'm just thankful to be amongst these people.
Saying that, Sister Gladys reminded me, I think it's Brother Kirkpatrick in Dallas posted something on Facebook. I wonder how many times we actually say Facebook in church. I'd like to count that sometime. Anyway, it is a picture of some little children over in one of the underprivileged countries, and they were kneeling down drinking out of a trough that was hewn out of a log. Like, that's where they were getting their water. And I don't know the exact words, but it was something like, don't tell me your problems, you know. And I thought, really, when we start thinking negative about all the things that isn't going our way, you know, that's not being blessed. We're still very blessed. We're very blessed. We have so much. God has been good. Hasn't he been merciful? Hasn't he been kind? Hasn't he been good not to leave us behind? Hasn't he provided in our time of need? Hasn't he been merciful? He has indeed. Hasn't he been merciful? Hasn't he been kind? Hasn't he been good not to leave us behind? Hasn't he provided in our time of need? Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hasn't he been good? Hasn't he been merciful to us? Every day that goes by, he's showing a little bit more of that mercy. I'm reminded of his mercies are renewed day by day. I appreciate so much for what God has done for us. It's been a wonderful service tonight to hear the different testimonies. Thank you, Sister Dolores. And the only reason I actually did that to her, I'll just confess right here, is because she does that to me a lot too, okay? She'll look over at me and go, you know, it. She doesn't even have to really move her hand. She just gets that little shake. And I'm like, okay, all right, what are you going to do? You know, so anyway, just trying to show my love back. That's all, you know, brothers and sisters. But I wanted to say something real quick. This has been going through my mind, through the service and the songs. You know, we're always looking for that channel. We're always trying to hear what is God saying to the church today. Well, I think the Lord's just trying to show us, you know what? Hey, you are a blessed group of people. I have poured out my spirit upon you, the body of Jesus Christ, to be a part of that, to not be like that person that Brother Talley was speaking about, and to just see this as, well, what's any different than where I'm at today? But we have that vision planted in our heart, and that's something to be thankful about. That's a wonderful blessing. And that was making me think about in Acts 2 when Peter has stood up and is talking to the Jews there and trying to explain to them about Christ and what's occurring right then. And I was looking at this, and this is a blessing that I don't want to take for granted. You know, as a Gentile, you know, we don't think of ourselves really in that context anymore, Jew and Gentile. We base everything on nationality or where we're from. But that's in its basis form, that's where our family was. None of us here that we know of, even though I've been accused of being a Jew many times, I don't know. If you put a little yam, I guess maybe I'll look like one. I don't know. But as far as I know, I'm not Jewish. All right, I didn't have a hope before Christ came, died, and ended that old covenant and started a new covenant with a new group of people. And as Gentiles, we were that wild olive branch that's been grafted in. You know, I don't want to forget that. That's that opportunity that we have been given today. Sister Gladys, we may not be worthy. We weren't worthy. That's right. We were dogs. As Christ said that to the one woman, you know, it's not me to give the food to the dogs, but just, Lord, that the dogs even get the crumb from the master's table. You know, that's us today. And today we have so much more of an opportunity, and I don't want to forget that. But that's a wonderful blessing that we have. But in Acts 2, as Peter was speaking, right here, he was speaking to all the people. It says in verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" And then Peter gives them the keys here. "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.'" Now here comes that blessing. "For the promise is unto you," that's all those Jews that were there. You know what? That's not us. "And to your children," that's still not us. But Peter didn't stop there. He said, "And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Praise the Lord, that's us today. That is us. He didn't forget about us. When he was up on that cross, he saw on down through future and said, "That's my people. That is my people, the precious body of Jesus Christ." And we're in the earth today, and that's that opportunity that we've been given. And maybe another time, the Lord was really putting these thoughts on my heart and even going through, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do this. I would challenge my brothers and sisters. I'm going to do a little homework just because that blessing, being blessed, was just, you know, such a theme tonight. I was looking back and go back over Matthew 5. You know, we look at blessings a lot of times as a material, things of that nature. But look at how Jesus said, "Blessed is the man." You know, go back to Psalm 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." It gives us those qualifications for truly how to be blessed in him. But you know what? I want to end on this. Honestly, what I'm looking for, and I know that this is the vision that we have, is go on over with me to Revelation. This is the blessed that I want to be a part of. In Revelation 20:4, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Isn't that our vision today? Isn't that what we see? That's the blessings that I want. That's what I want to attain to, and so I want to try to put this into my life in another place. I think it's in Proverbs 8, I believe, where it talks about to be blessed, you have to hear and do those things. Well, that's what I want to do today. I want to come in this place, and whenever I'm hearing these testimonies, different ones sharing. And this is a thought that I had real quick, though, Sister Cindy, on what you said. When you said sometimes you're at that edge of the cliff, and sometimes the only way to go back or is back. You know, so often I try to tell God how he does need to save me from those situations. But if we go into Isaiah where it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Those wings of the eagles are the Old and the New Testament. And that's our way of escape right there. Depending on the word of God. And I appreciate that as far as Lord. Sometimes, you know what? Man's way might be to go and fight through whatever it is. The cliff's behind and I'm going to fight that way. But maybe what I need to do is just step back and fall into the hands of God and trust in him. Just trust in him, because those blessings are there, because the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro, seeking whose heart is toward him. So I just wanted to leave that with you tonight, just thinking on that, but it's been a wonderful service. Let's go ahead and stand, and we'll say a prayer to God to keep us the rest of the week. I know we have a work day on Sunday, Brother Smith said, I'm sorry, Saturday, 8:30. And there's supposed to be some wonderful breakfast provided. I'm looking forward to that already. I can't eat. If y'all didn't know, I'm expecting also. So at least that's my excuse right now. So let's be prepared to work diligently, to be prepared for this youth meeting. We have a wonderful privilege to host this for the youth of the body of Christ. And I still hold to that. I'm a part of that. In a measure. Thank you very much, Sister Liz. She said I'm still a youth. Praise the Lord. But let's, amen. You too, Brother Matt. All right. Are there any other announcements that we need to remember here tonight? Let's remember everything that's been mentioned. Brother Smith, Sister Bonnie Smith, the different ones, the churches. That, yes, sir.
Really, ask them again to get with Brother Talley if they have beds that they can spare.
If anyone has any beds that can be spared for this youth thing, please get with Brother Talley. Let him know. So we can host the brothers and sisters in that way. I know so many of us who, when we went to meetings, we've had that opportunity, and it's a wonderful blessing to be able, and then also to host someone into your home and give that spirit over. That's how we're getting that love across. So if you would, get with Brother Talley. But other than that, let's go ahead and lift the Lord up tonight and praise him for the many blessings. Yeah. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to come here and lift you up, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate you and we praise you for the many blessings, Lord, both naturally and spiritually, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful Holy Ghost, this vision of the body of Christ, Lord. Be a part in this wonderful place. We thank you, Lord. Be with us the rest of this week and those we've mentioned. In Jesus' wonderful name, thank you, Lord. Amen.